Greetings from Financial Services Online. You're here with Paige Estrotori on this beautiful Thursday, June 20th, 2024, for your weekly roundup of industry-related news. Leading our coverage this week is an update on high-stakes affairs in Victoria, where turmoil continues to stir up the insurance industry. The Victorian Managed Insurance Authority, or VMIA, has announced a hefty increase in builder warranty insurance premiums. Claim settlements have taken an uphill turn, with over 4,000 settled since last July, causing a rise of a staggering 53% on average. The jump in costs has roots in builder insolvencies, inflation, and skilled worker shortages, leading to a 65% hike in premiums for new constructions and 20% for renovations and pools. The VMIA assures homeowners that these price hikes ensure their protection, but not everyone agrees. The Housing Industry Association has voiced strong opposition, stating it only adds to housing affordability concerns without offering added benefits for homeowners. With the cost likely to trickle down to customers, the issue of affordability is set to inflame. Changing gears now towards mental health in the workplace. Aussie insurance giant Allianz has reported a worrisome 47.5% surge in psychological claims and a 30% rise in absenteeism related to mental health from 2019 to 2022. Harassment, bullying, and burnout are top contributors to these claims, making up a staggering 78% of the total. Allianz's Julie Mitchell points out the pressing need for tailored mental health strategies in the workplace, with the cost of mental health claims sitting at around $42,335, a figure 2.8 times higher than physical claims. Evidently, the health of our workers mentally and the economic health of our businesses goes hand in hand. Lastly, turning our attention to the relationship between life insurers and financial advisors, Christine Cupid, CEO of the Council of Australian Life Insurers, or CALI, assured the Senate Economics Legislation Committee of CALI's commitment to boosting customer service by working together with financial advisors. In line with strict regulations and consumer protections, life insurers aim to provide basic product advice directly to consumers, with more complex inquiries directed to professional financial planners. Cupid's rallying call emphasizes achieving a harmonious balance within the life insurance and financial advice landscapes. That's it for today's weekly roundup. For more, check us out at financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next time, this is Paige Estrotori helping you navigate the world of insurance. Stay informed, Australia.